Teachers and pupils. Teacher. Maria, go to the map and find North America. Maria. Here it is. Teacher. Correct. Now, class, who discovered America? Class. Maria. Teacher. Glenn, how do you spell crocodile? Glenn. K-R-O-K-O-D-I-A-L. Teacher. No, that's wrong. Glenn. Maybe it is wrong, but you asked me how I spell it. Teacher. Donald, what is the chemical formula for water? Donald. H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O. Teacher. What are you talking about? Donald. Yesterday you said it's H2O. Teacher. Winnie, name one important thing we have today that we didn't have 10 years ago. Winnie. Me. Teacher. Glenn, why do you always get so dirty? Glenn. Well, I'm a lot closer to the ground than you are. Teacher. Millie, give me a sentence starting with I. Millie. I is. Teacher. No, Millie. Always say, I am. Millie. All right. I am the 9th letter of the alphabet. Teacher. George Washington not only chopped down his father's cherry tree, but also admitted it. Now, Louis, do you know why his father didn't punish him? Louis. Because George still had the axe in his hand. Teacher. Now, Simon, tell me frankly, do you say prayers before eating? Simon. No, sir, I don't have to. My mom is a good cook. Teacher. Clyde, your composition on My Dog is exactly the same as your brother's. Did you copy his? Clyde. No, sir, it's the same dog. Teacher. Harold, what do you call a person who keeps on talking when people are no longer interested? Harold. A teacher.